We went to Ellis Island on a ferry boat and spent the day looking at the exhibits. The first room was the Great Hall. It's where the newcomers, not knowing what awaited them at Ellis Island, got checked by the officials of Ellis Island. The Great Hall is a room that has many benches for people to sit on. It has two huge American flags. I think it means that you're finally in America. Why did the New Yorkers give such difficult tests to the immigrants? They didn't want the immigrants to be taking jobs unless they were of sound mind and without disease. Immigrants were sent to vigorous mind tests and checked for any foreign diseases, such as lameness, malaria, and pneumonia. In the peak of immigration years, there was so many people coming from Europe. I was very amazed. Most of them came from Eastern Europe because it's closer to Ellis Island instead of Angels Island in California. But the big cities that stood out were New York and Baltimore, Maryland. Georgia and South Carolina just had one immigrant. The steps in the process of entering the U.S. included immigrants giving the officials papers and money and exchange it for the U.S. currency. They would check the immigrants' eyes and clothes, and if they were rejected, they would plead their case in court at Ellis Island. The dormitory room looked like a prison chamber. The beds were about 2 feet in length and width. The reason they needed a dormitory was because the process took so long. Even the people that got rejected had to sleep overnight. Some people had to sleep on benches because there were so many immigrants coming to Ellis Island. Once you got out of Ellis Island, there were organizations that would help you find a home so you wouldn't be cheated off by a landlord. Getting a job was very difficult. The jobs were usually low-paying, like in the clothing industry. They made 2 cents apiece compared to bricklayers who made $5 a day. That's a big difference. It wasn't the best life once you got out of Ellis Island. There are still jobs, homes, and food to worry about. But if you made it out, you were free in more ways than one.
Great. You had a lot of really good information.